Non-essential businesses in Massachusetts will remain closed until at least May 18th. Governor Baker announced it yesterday that he's extending the business closure order, along with a stay-at-home advisory for residents and a ban on gatherings of more than 10 people. All were scheduled to end this coming Monday. For more on this and reaction to the decision, we're joined this morning by WBUR's Quincy Walters. Good morning and thanks for joining us again.
Good morning, Bob.
So the governor's announcement that things are going to remain as they are for another few weeks did not come as a big surprise, did it?
No, it didn't. Baker hinted last weekend that the business closures and stay-at-home advisory would potentially be extended. And a couple of days ago, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh pretty definitively said the city wouldn't be ready to reopen next week. The governor says the state needs more time. Some numbers like hospitalizations seem to have plateaued. But before things can reopen, Baker says there needs to be a steady decline in the numbers over an extended period, and people need to be patient.
I know sometimes it can feel like we've been in this crisis for a lot longer than we have. And I know that everybody wants to get to whatever we can call the new normal. But the data shows us that our hospitalization rates, while no longer climbing at the rates they were climbing before, have plateaued and have not started to fall.
Governor Baker also announced a new advisory group, Quincy, to help coordinate when and how the state will reopen. What do you say about that?
So they're calling it a reopening task force, and it has 17 members, including municipal leaders, CEOs from high tech companies and others. It will be chaired by Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito. Baker says this group will report back with recommendations by May 18th.
This reopening advisory board is a step in the right direction, and they'll do incredible work in the course of the next few weeks so that when the data shows us that we're getting ahead of this terrible virus, we can take swift, smart, and appropriate action.
Despite that, there is a big but here, isn't there? It doesn't mean that the state will fully reopen on May 18th, right, Quincy?
Exactly, Bob. Baker says that when businesses start to reopen, it's likely not going to be all at once.
Letting up too early on things we know are working is not the right way to finish this fight. If we stick together and play our part, we'll come out the other side stronger. We won't suffer the relapse that so many of us are concerned about, and we will be able to move forward on a phased opening.
What's the reaction been like among business owners considered non-essential? Those folks are going to have to stay closed for, you know, a couple more weeks.
Yeah, as you'd probably expect, they're not thrilled. Having an advisory group determine when the economy can get rolling again may be foreign to some business owners, according to Chris Geeran from Associated Industries of Massachusetts.
Ultimately, the timeline for going back to work is going to be determined by someone wearing a stethoscope around her neck rather than someone who's carrying a calculator in his pocket. And that's really kind of a different circumstance for employers to understand.
And despite the financial upset this pandemic has caused, business owners do understand what's at stake. Bob Luz, president and CEO of the Massachusetts Restaurant Association, says employers want to open in a way that's safe and they're going to cooperate.
We will continue to work collaboratively with the administration to make sure that we work together to come to an opening situation that ensures the safety and well-being of all guests and all employees.
Quincy, let's talk about data, which is going to go a long way toward determining when and how the state reopens. What are the latest numbers from the State Department of Public Health show?
So yesterday, the DPH reported that another 150 people had died from COVID-19. That's more than were reported on Monday, but still a bit lower than what we were seeing last week. Overall, 3,153 people in Massachusetts have died from COVID-19. The state also reported 1,840 new positive tests for the coronavirus, bringing that total to 58,302. So the numbers indicate people are still contracting coronavirus and people are still dying from it in significant numbers.
Okay, WBUR's Quincy Walters, thanks a lot for joining us this morning with all that information. It's very useful. Thank you.
Anytime, Bob.